first they said she faked her concussion, and now they say she's auditioning for a part on The Walking Dead.
You gotta love the sense of humor of Bill Clinton, and oh yeah, of course, Hillary Clinton still part of the conversation having to do with her head. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? 2016 just seems to loom large, doesn't it? And the reason Hillary is part of the conversation is because of that. She's got a book coming out in a month. There is the Benghazi question mark that still is hanging in the air. And that part of the Benghazi deal is the fact that when the first committees, and now there have been 13, when the first committees were having hearings, when they were holding those hearings about what happened in Libya, Hillary Clinton wasn't there, remember? Because first she had fallen, she couldn't get up, she had something wrong with her head, then there was a blood clot. There was some confusion over what it was that sent Hillary Clinton to the hospital, in and out of the hospital, and Karl Rove decided to take advantage of that and flush it out a little bit more and create a little bit of a news buzz. All it takes is controversy or some negativity, and you are in. So temporarily, for 2 seconds anyway, it kind of knocked Donald Sterling to the back burner. Kind of knocked him to the back burner, because trust me, that story's not over by any stretch of the imagination. I think the big thing here is Hillary Clinton's book is the bigger deal. I think it's the bigger deal because in the book, she talks about hard choices. What are those hard choices? I want to know what those hard choices are because of the question, what did she do as Secretary of State? Whenever you run on your record. What did you do as a senator? What did you do as a governor? What did you do for your local community? And for Hillary Clinton, there are things she could point to throughout her career of public service, let's be fair. However, the big job, the big spotlight was on Hillary Clinton because she was the Secretary of State. As the Secretary of State, what was it that Hillary Clinton could hang her hat on? She certainly logged a lot of miles. She was involved in a few tense situations, always trying to broker peace in the Middle East. Anybody who's in that role, it never happens. There's always hot conversation about it, but then it turns into the same mess it always is, and it doesn't really happen. So what you heard there with Clinton on Wednesday, he was mocking Karl Rove's claim about his wife having brain damage and pointed back to the right-wing theory about his wife's December 2012 fall. And like I said, I give him credit for the Walking Dead line, which you know is a popular television show, and it's a post-apocalyptic world ravaged by zombies who hunt and eat humans. So that's what he was referring to. And it was the New York Post on Monday that put the Rove quote in the paper where he repeatedly suggested Clinton was hurt by much more seriously than she had let on. And Clinton's doctor said she suffered a blood clot, but the blood clot didn't become a stroke and she didn't have any permanent neurological damage. So he says his wife is fine, and it was just a terrible concussion, and it took her 6 months to recover, and, you know, that's it. So he went on and on and on. And like I said, to me, I want to know what's in this book. I want to know what the difficult choices were. What were the difficult choices that she's going to be able to run on, that someone's going to read the book and say, wow, she needs to be president? And it got me thinking, because of this conversation about health and all of that. What's the criteria? What's your criteria for president? Each year we have President's Day, and I think of people who have held the office in the past and how so many of us romanticize, let's face it, the founding fathers, the tales of bravery, what happened in Philadelphia, what happened in New York, what happened on the battlefield, penning the Declaration of Independence, rallying people around the cause, the rebels, and defeating the Redcoats. So here's the thing. Who embodies, whether we romanticize them a little bit or not, who embodies the characteristics, the qualities, the leadership characteristics that we all want to see from a president that could possibly run in 2016 that makes you say, wow, I want, for the first time ever, I'm going to go out and tell everyone about this person. Who is it that gets you going like that? Is Hillary Clinton that person? Is Hillary Clinton, to defeat Hillary Clinton, is that the other side of it, that you're so wound up about Hillary Clinton running that you want to make sure she's defeated? It's going to be interesting, my friends. 2015 is going to be a very, very big year, particularly at the tail end of it, and then 2016, without a doubt. It makes it an exciting time to talk politics here on America Tonight. Except for that many of you are past the point of even wanting to talk about it. I think the frustration is so high out there when more than 72% of Americans don't like the people who represent them and want to see them replaced. What does that tell you? It tells you that we need more accountability. And in a president, there is a characteristic that I'd want to see. Give me someone who's accountable. Yes, strong character. Yeah, a moral compass. Yeah, somebody who can rally people around a cause when the light is dim. But how about accountability? And that really holds true for the people on the Hill who make the laws. That's what I think we're just yearning for. Not just somebody who talks about it, not somebody who's a good speaker, somebody who walks the walk after the talk, and they stand tall. That would be the person to elect, don't you think? Are we going to find one of those people next time around? We'll see. The cherry picking has begun, and it's really been around Hillary Clinton. All right, we have some breaking news, too, to tell you about. How about Casey Kasem? The radio icon has been found in Washington State. His daughter was frantic and was on a lot of talk shows talking about it because she was worried that her stepmother had taken him out of the country, but they found him. They were worried about his medical care. He has a form of dementia, and they're trying to do whatever they can to bring him home. 82, Lewy body disease is what it's called. It's a common cause of dementia. Ugh, dementia's rough. Anybody out there who's had to deal with a loved one that has dementia, that is a hard thing to deal with. It really, really is. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Segments around in radio, a segment we like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, Nathan, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you, Kate?
I am excellent. Any better I'd be, well, never mind. Okay, so you're like this one. Do you ever hang out in a bouncy house?
Yes, but not for way too long.
Not for way too long. Okay, so is it time to say goodbye to those inflatable bouncy houses? More and more people are getting hurt. Just the other day, two young boys from upstate New York now find themselves recovering. They fell nearly two stories when a gust of wind swept up the bounce house they were playing in. One was five, one was six. And it was at an apartment building in South Glen Falls, New York. It was swept up and then it fell over. It was lifted 15 to 20 feet in the air. They had to airlift the kids to a medical center. I don't even know the extent of their injuries. They're keeping it hush-hush. Apparently they're doing a lot better, though. That's the good thing. And the bounce house had been, you know, they're trying to investigate whether it had been properly staked to the ground or not. But supposedly they did have it staked. So I'm starting to think with winds, with conditions, with people not paying attention. I don't know. Kids have suffocated in them. Are they really safe?
You know, I heard this story, too, and I thought there was also a little girl that didn't fall out of it but rode along with it for a while. I can't remember. But, yeah, that's pretty crazy stuff. I'm gonna have to...
Shred it, bingo, or
right.
Fruits
you
and Nuts.
To remind me. You had to remind me. I think it's kind of in the Fruits and Nuts department because... you know, sometimes the wind just is more than you expect. Because, yes, they did stake it down. And the stakes that are included with the unit, I think, are the biggest issue. It's that they didn't look like as real a stakes as they should.
And okay, so they were cheesy, cheap steaks, maybe.
That's almost how I felt, but, you know, I used to have a trampoline. And I remember coming home after a particularly windy day, and that thing was strewn along the main drive down off of our backyard. And, yeah, there were a few times jumping on it was probably a little more dangerous just because of that wind, but you can't punish the bouncy house.
All right, so you can't punish the bouncy house, and you got to say bingo. You're saying you can't do away with them.
Yep.
And kids love them. I mean, they're everywhere. Just drive around neighborhoods. People rent them for parties. They do. And you go out to festivals and fairs, there's always, always, always a bouncy house. No doubt about it. All right, here's a great one. JetBlue, the airline, I'm sure you're familiar with it, they have a crazy new rule for its frequent flyer members. You can make up whatever password you want. You just can't use the letter Q or Z. Can't do it. It turns out the rule stems from the old school limitations of making travel reservations by phone. Here's the history of that. Booking flights in the 50s was really a pain. Without a computer network to avoid double booking a seat, airline folks, the operators, would huddle close together and jot down reservations by hand. That went away in the 60s after American Airlines came along and they partnered with Sabre and IBM and blah, blah, blah. And they had the sales agents so they could do it. But rotary and touch-tone phones at the time did not have a Q or a Z, so you couldn't use those. So now JetBlue is saying, same thing, you can't use the Q or the Z, because it's sort of like a throwback to what used to be in the airline industry, although if I didn't tell you that story, you wouldn't know it. Is that a stupid thing? So is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I'm pretty sure you and I are in agreement that that is utterly shredded, however adorable it may be.
Yeah, shred it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, it's so crazy, Nathan, when you sign up for things, anything, free things, whatever, you have to do that crazy nonsense where sometimes where they have the letters together and you have to put the letters out.
The cat gotcha.
Yeah, which I don't understand because sometimes you're paying for something. So if you're paying for something, now you have to put that in it. What difference does that make? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. You need to talk to a network IT guy about that.
We're going to have someone on the show to talk about it. What's the significance of it? It doesn't make any sense. All right, this is a good one. You have all these blockbuster movies coming out. You just had Spider-Man 2, The Amazing Spider-Man. And now we have another Batman. This time, I mean, there's been like 15 people that have played Batman. This time, Ben Affleck is playing Batman. And the name of the movie, the upcoming movie, is... It's Batman and the Man of Steel together, so it's Superman and Batman basically in the same movie. I don't know, Ben Affleck as Batman in the Batmobile with the skin-tight outfit on, the whole deal. It just seems so lame to me. I think it's fruits and nuts. I'm sick of the reinventing of Batman. What do you think?
Yeah, Batman or Spider-Man to me, but... I mean, they're doing it so quickly back to back. Ben Affleck. I'm just going to cut this short and go straight to Fruits and Nuts and agree with you.
Fruits and Nuts. All right, so that's a good one. Here is a really interesting story that broke today, and it's about the New York Times, and it's about salaries. You know, there's been this whole thing about women make 75 cents compared to a man makes a dollar or whatever, 77 cents. And now the story is this, that the woman who was running the New York Times are saying that she was pushed out before because she wasn't making as much as what the top guy was making in her position. So she found out she was being paid less than her predecessor predecessor just weeks before she was fired. Now the New York Times is looking really bad. They're trying to say, no, she was paid the same. There's this big gender argument over what the scoop is here. And now this woman who is behind the paper, like I said, Jill Abramson, gets fired. And then the question becomes, why was she fired? Is that a fair market? She wasn't getting paid what the man was getting paid who was in her position before. So what's going on with the gray lady? The paper that used to be the paper of record. What is happening there? So is it fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo?
I'm kind of leaning towards bingo, not necessarily that the discrepancy is utterly obvious, but simply that there was something that is less transparent than it should be.
There you go. What you just said, I agree with. There's something that's not as transparent. So for people who are journalists and they always act like they're in rarefied air, no offense, and there are some good writers, great writers for the New York Times, that you got to clean up your own house. And some of these columnists attacking everybody, that's cool if your house is clean, but their house isn't clean. And they always act like they're above it. So I guess they had frustration with her, that she was clashing with a lot of people. And listen, when you're in that business and you've moved up the chain, if you're out, you're out. So the firing thing is one thing, and then finding out what she was making is a completely different thing. But I work somewhere where somebody broke into a computer to find out what everybody else was making, and guess what? He was fired on the spot. Never good to break into anyone's computer to find out someone else's salary, you think?
Breaking into the computer is probably, yeah, whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah, not good. Not good. That's grounds to say you're going to be out of here. I don't think you're going to survive this.
Ask Snowden.
Yeah, ask Snowden. He bolted. I'll tell you what, there's a great front line about all of that, the NSA and cover-ups and all kinds of things. Snowden comes out looking pretty good on that one, I got to say. All right, hang around. We got a lot of cool odds and ends coming your way next.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Beatles lyrics. You know, you get so used to, you hear them all over the place. There's music that never grows old. I don't think it grows old anyway, because it spans so many generations now at this point. You can be driving around anywhere and hear it, or you can click on Pandora and hear it, and even kids that are 13 and 14 years old know who the Beatles are, I think, for the most part. They might not know the overall significance of the Beatles, but they get that the Beatles were a very, very big and influential band, right? Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget we have our cheap movie review coming up on our next show. Woohoo! Godzilla is out, and the Japanese are not happy with it. They don't like the portrayal of Godzilla, their mythical character that's talked about through the years, through the centuries. They think that Hollywood is disrespecting Godzilla. I bet you it's going to be a big hit at the box office, so I can tell you that. Christopher Columbus, the flagship boat, the Santa Maria, might have been found. I think this is like the coolest story. I guarantee I will. If this discovery happens, we are going to get the explorer on this show. His name's Barry Clifford. He's done this for a long time, and this will be one of the greatest finds ever. And they feel pretty confident that they found it. Feel pretty confident that just off of the coast of Haiti, they think that that's it. This would like be the mecca of cultural treasure. They say they can tell that thieves have disrupted the wreck and taken things. They can tell by being down there. But they're pretty sure that they've found it. So the Haitian government has to do whatever they can to help preserve what are the ship's remains, whatever's there. And the explorer says, look, I'm not looking for money. I'm not looking for money. I'm just looking for ways to keep the ship as it is. I want them to protect it so you don't have a bunch of people down here. Because you have to coordinate it through the Haitian government. I think it is very cool, the fact that it just could be there. I mean, what a piece of world history. They have to be pretty sure that they handle things properly as far as the archaeological side of it goes. And he's one of the best underwater archaeologists around, this Barry Clifford guy. But this would be the find of a lifetime. I mean, it would. Think about this. The type of cannon on the boat, all that kind of stuff that would be down there. They would find some of that. How do they authenticate it, though? How do they authenticate it? 1492. That's a long time. It ran aground about 500 years ago, yeah. So the wreck stuck on a reef off of Haiti's northern coast, 10 to 15 feet beneath the water's surface. That's not bad. And then it brings up all those questions as to, did Columbus discover America? Did that happen? Remember, Columbus set back to Spain with the two remaining ships, the Nina and the Pinta, in 1493. And there's been a lot of questions about this. I think it's cool. I think it's very cool. All right, this isn't cool at all. This was a shocking story when it happened. And now you still have Oscar Pistorius and what's going on there. The judge sent Pistorius for psychiatric tests and actually put the trial on hold. This is a one-time Olympic athlete turned now murder suspect. He has to undergo a month of testing before the trial can resume. And Pistorius is accused of murdering his girlfriend, a model, in his home last year. And the 27-year-old doesn't claim that he was insane or mentally incapacitated when he shot her. But when the defense put the psychiatrist on the stand, it raised the question of his mental health. So because the doubt is there, they want to further examine him. And now you have this lengthy delay in the trial. And this is captive, certainly in South Africa, this is all anyone's talking about. This is the buzz in their backyard. But around the world, because Pistorius really made his mark as an amputee, the fact that he was in the Paralympics and also was in the straight-up regular, I'll call them, Olympics, he was a force to be reckoned with. He was admired far and wide. And then this story comes out, and now there's all kinds of accusations as to what really happened, and did she try to break up with him, and how do you interpret it? Because she died. He shot her several times, and she died. And there's the thought that there was this giant argument, and that's maybe what led to it. I mean, because there's no dispute that he fired 4 bullets through a door at his model girlfriend on Valentine's Day in 2013. 3 hit her, and they caused the wounds, the devastating wounds. The final shot hit her head. You know, it struck her in the head, probably killed her, the doctors say, instantaneously when that happened. I mean, this was the guy, the Blade Runner. Everybody wanted to endorse him, and now everybody wants to know what really happened and what they think. All right, this is a big story. The captain and 3 crew members of the sunken South Korean ferry have been charged with murder. That's huge, huge. Remember all those high school kids that were on that boat that died? It was so sad what's happened here and how long it took to even recover the bodies. But the fact that they've been charged is big, and I think they deserve to be charged with the stories that came out after that. The captain, the chief engineer, and the first and second mates could even face the death penalty if convicted of the charges. But they haven't had the death penalty in like 2 decades. The prosecution says that the remaining 11 crew members have been indicted on charges of abandonment and violating a Ship Safety Act. And it was April 16th when 281 people died and 23 others still missing. They can't find those bodies. Most of the passengers were high school students that were on a school field trip. Heartbreaking. And it really shook up South Korea. The final words, the cell phone calls, the images, all of that. And because the captain, I mean, he just bailed. And a captain cannot abandon ship. And the fact that they didn't get enough of those kids off that boat, and of course they didn't because everybody was running around and nobody was helping until it was too late. Until it was too late. So some got off, but very few, so many more could have been saved. And they weren't because they abandoned them. So I think that's a good thing that they're being charged. And I think this is a great place. If you ever want to have the feeling of the people who have sacrificed for you and for me as far as the wars that have been fought and the lives that have been lost, go to Arlington Cemetery. Do you know that Arlington Cemetery officially is 150 years old? It would have been cool to be there on Tuesday. It would have been. They were playing taps and there were celebrations of different sorts that were going on. 400,000 active duty service members, veterans and their families have been buried there. 400,000. If you go to the website, you'll see all kinds of statistics about the people that are at Arlington Cemetery. Presidents, astronauts, Supreme Court justices, a lot of notable Americans have been laid to rest at Arlington. 150 years old. The first soldier buried at Arlington was May of 1864. May of 1864. It is a sight to behold. It is. 600 acres. And I think the thing that strikes you is the beautiful white marble headstones that sweep down the rolling tree-lined slope where the ground almost touches the Potomac River. A lot of people go to Arlington Cemetery to see it. They say at least 250,000 visitors each month. And they flock to it. President JFK, his is marked by the flickering eternal flame. And then you have what I just described, those tombstones. Pretty wild to go there and see it and just take a moment of silence and look off into the distance. Speaking of D.C., we're talking about D.C. from a different point of view with Crystal Walker next on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
America tonight in our virtual green room, although she might paint it a different color, Crystal Walker. She is a D.C. lawyer. She's also a wife and a mom of four. Imagine that. You're balancing that act in D.C. And it's interesting. She's someone who is in the Midwest who now has made her way to the nation's capital. And with her pal, Phoebe Thompson, who's one of them British people. You know how I like so many of them. We have a ton on our show, like my Peel Back the Onion man, Andrew Sabo, and our other pal, Queen Victoria. So they wrote a book together, Desperate in D.C., and I just love it. Desperate in D.C., Money, Marriage, and Manners in Washington. Crystal, thanks for coming on with us.
Kate, thank you so much for having me tonight.
So biggest thing that you had to get used to when you moved from the Midwest with that gaggle of a family and you moved to D.C.?
Yes. The biggest thing, I think, was the first question everyone asks you is, what do you do? They're not really interested in who you are, but what's your job? And at the time, you know, I thought it was pretty impressive that I just produced all these children, right? Isn't that enough?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you're a lawyer and you're in D.C., though, that's D.C. A lawyer is common there. You know, you're just like anyone walking around.
It is so true. It was not impressive at all. Exactly right. I had produced these children. I was a lawyer coming from the Midwest. I thought I was perhaps a bit of a superstar. It's a real life lesson to learn that you're just another person walking around. That's an apt description.
There you go. And when you got to D.C., you know, the city itself. You live in the burbs or maybe you live in the city. It's difficult to maneuver. Did you find it that way in the beginning?
Absolutely. And then, of course, as with any place that you live or work, you learn your corridors. And I think that I've, you know, traversed the same corridor, taking my children to school, going to the office, going to the places you go a million times. So, you know, can I find my way to the Washington Monument? Maybe. But, you know, not every day.
And now you probably could actually find your way to the Washington Monument because so many other people are going there. It's like ants because it just opened on Monday. It's been closed for so long.
Very exciting, actually. And I do now feel like it's my hometown a bit, which is an amazing thing. It's like I have a pride around that. So that's an exciting and new development for me to feel like this is my town.
How about, I'll tell you what will make you feel like it's your town, too, the cherry blossom thing. Have you seen that yet?
Oh, yes. It's beautiful. In fact, this is a great story for a, you know, slightly suburban mom. I do live in the city, so to speak, but just over the state line, so not in D.C. proper. And we have great cherry blossoms in a little tucked away suburban neighborhood, so you don't even have to go to the National Mall. And if you ever come to see us, I will take you there, Kate, because you will not need to fight the crowds.
Ooh, we will take you up on that. I go to D.C. at least a couple of times a year.
Terrific.
Yeah, there's all kinds of important things there. Like when you're in the media, you've got the big dinners, you have the correspondence dinner, and you have a whole bunch of other things that happen, too, which is pretty fun. So, as you said, people ask you what you do, and that seems to be the big thing. It's the calling card in Washington. But unlike New York or Los Angeles, even though you'll see movie stars or TV people, really, it's the senators, the congresspeople, it's that whole power thing. Are you feeling that power thing?
Well, I try to feel the power thing, and now at least I can tell people, well, I've written a book, so talk to me, and then they immediately stop talking to me because they don't want to be, you know, in the book. So there is that. But, yes, definitely I think, like you said, more than New York, you know, money talks in New York, but here it's really access to power. So, for example, do my kids go to the same school as the Obama girls? Well, they don't, but they go to one that's just as good and right next door, but it hardly matters, right? Because they're not having sleepovers at the White House.
Yeah, there you go. So how'd you hook up with Phoebe, first of all, and start that friendship and come up with this brilliant idea to write Desperate in D.C.?
Well, it really started with email back and forth to one another. We're neighbors and good friends. I really wish she were available tonight. She's at one of those important parties, and I am not. But she has a much better accent than I do, so she's much more articulate in all ways. But we started emailing, and it was actually her husband, who's fictionalized as Brad in the book, who said, you kind of do good email. Maybe you should turn this into something. So we started the blog, and we just started talking about the experiences in our life in D.C. and decided that maybe it would resonate with a larger audience. So we said, let's turn this into a plot. Let's create a novel, and maybe some other people would like to read it. And we've had a really positive reaction because in addition to sort of focusing on the larger, you know, global issues in D.C., we talk about things like our experiences at holier-than-thou foods, our fictionalized account of Whole Foods where, you know, you're reprimanded for not bringing your own bags every time you come. And they have a whole committee that takes you through a process if you don't have your own bags.
You know, if you don't have your own bags in D.C., last time I was there, I was at the staying at the Capitol Hilton, and I realized that I was busy running around talking to people in Congress and doing something with the Supreme Court. And when I actually went to go get a sandwich at a deli, they chastised me and told me, you got to pay 25 cents for this bag. You got to pay for your plastic bags, don't you?
You absolutely do. In fact, some places won't even give you a plastic bag. And so not only are you expected to bring your own, you know, reusable bag, it better not be plastic. So we sort of like to poke fun at those sort of ironies, the political correctness, you know, the experience which we have with people who used to be important in this town who perhaps now are retired and live just outside the city and now are running the city government and tell you what kind of trees you can or cannot plant in your own yard and what you may do with your own property. So we really try to poke fun at that and laugh at it a bit and also mostly laugh at ourselves because, you know, if you can't make yourself part of the humor, you know, what fun are you?
Yeah. Have you ever had one of those moments where they practically had to pour you in your car? You were just laughing so hard. Have you had that yet in D.C.?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so many of them. And perhaps, you know, as they say, all politics are local. It has more to do with how exercised people get over their own children, and how important, you know, they should be, and where, you know, where you go to school is important. But also, there are a number of people who used to have very important jobs who now devote themselves to their children. So you see them running, you know, the committee at their children's school as if it were, you know, run by a presidential administration. So sometimes you just leave these meetings and you have to take a deep breath, a deep cleansing breath, and say, it's going to be okay, and you have to laugh or you would cry.
There you go, or you would cry. How big is, you talked about blogging, how big is social media in your life?
Well, you know, it is big because I think really now, and it's funny, I think my children are more conversant sometimes, you know, on all of these forms of social media than certainly than Phoebe and I are. But it's a big deal, right? You're always checking Twitter and Instagram and, you know, also even still Facebook, although, the you know, the youth are flocking away from that in droves because now we're on it, the old folks. So I think it's important to pay attention because it's what's new and what's relevant. And I think it's it can even be insightful occasionally, although I, you know, hadn't learned a lot, you know, from social media as much as I have from the Daily Mail online of late. So
there you go.
Still that.
Do you know the streets? You know the system pretty well. We started talking about that in the beginning, you know, like Connecticut, New Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey, so I was so excited to find that, wow, I can find my way to New Jersey in D.C. because it's right by the Capitol. And you have to memorize that kind of stuff.
You definitely do. And you really, if you know, you know, the corridors of Wisconsin Avenue and Connecticut Avenue,
yeah,
you can pretty much find any place in this town.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the, you know, what you need to know. They run parallel, and how you get, you know, anywhere is really from one of those streets.
The we mentioned the Washington Monument at the beginning, but have you done the Smithsonian? You have kids. What's your favorite cool thing, museum thing to see in D.C.?
Well, I would say Air and Space, hands down, is still the kids' favorite, right? It's all of the space shuttle, you know, in-flight stuff that still attracts them. But I would say the Native American Museum is also good, and it's the best-kept secret in D.C., and here's the reason, Kate. There's a really good cafeteria there. You know, Air and Space, you're going to get McDonald's, but there you get a pretty good food selection. So as a parent, I say go for that.
That's so funny. I was, the last time I was there, we went to it, and we went to that cafeteria. I would have to agree. Only by accident. I didn't know. And then I was like, wow, this is incredible.
It's good food, and we'll take that any day. After a, you know, a day of sightseeing, you just need to eat well.
Yep, exactly. Well, Crystal Walker, what a delight to have you on the show. Desperate in D.C. Get it on Amazon, right?
You sure can, and thank you so much. It was a delight, and perhaps if you would have us again, you would be able to interview my more impressive partner, Phoebe Thompson.
All right. We like those accent people, so sure. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks,
hey,
Crystal.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I am one in the morning, and I can't sleep at night. I hear wolves around the doorstep. They're circling outside. I count them jumping over fences and landing on.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.